Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto, on January 27, 2026. Today, we focus on key market movements shaped by institutional flows, regulatory pauses, and security issues. Bitcoin ETFs faced significant pressure last week, with outflows exceeding $1.3 billion as holders realized losses over $4.5 billion. This marks the largest realized losses since 2022. Underlining a period of weakening institutional confidence amid declining prices. Additionally, Ethereum's stablecoin market caps have fallen, further signaling reduced demand within key segments. On the policy front, the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee postponed critical crypto market legislation due to severe winter weather in Washington, D.C. This delay affects the anticipated markup of the Digital Commodity Intermediaries Act, causing near-term regulatory uncertainty. Meanwhile, UK banks continue to restrict crypto payments, with nearly 40% of transactions to crypto platforms being blocked or delayed. This increases operational challenges for digital asset firms and limits user access. Security concerns have intensified following reports of an alleged insider theft of approximately $40 million in Bitcoin from US government custody. The accused is linked to a federal custody contractor, raising fresh questions about the security of digital assets held by government entities. In institutional activity, prominent whale movements include a transfer of $397 million worth of Ethereum to Gemini, after nearly a decade of dormancy. Michael Saylor's investment firm has also increased its Bitcoin holdings by over 2,900 coins, spending approximately $264 million and bringing total assets over 712,000 BTC. Among stablecoins, circulation has surpassed $284 billion amid ongoing discussions about bank risk and payment system roles. Meanwhile, Tether has become a major force in gold acquisition, purchasing about 27 metric tons of physical gold in the last quarter of 2025. This places Tether as a leading buyer globally and controlling nearly 60% of the gold-backed stablecoin market, challenging traditional central banks. Other updates include a decrease in Bitcoin's mining hash rate due to the U.S. winter storm, though market impact remained minimal. Solana is testing a critical support level at $120, with potential for a sharp sell-off if this level fails despite strong ETF interest on Wall Street. Looking ahead, investors should watch the market's reaction to upcoming crypto regulatory events and monitor whether institutional ETF inflows recover. Senate crypto discussions remain stalled amid partisan disputes, though there is some indication Democratic aides may return to the negotiating table. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.